Hey, Women of Strength, it's Megan, your host here at the VBAC Link. I am so excited, as usual, to get into our amazing episode today. But before we do, I wanted to share a review of the week from a member of our amazing community about a prenatal that I talk about often on the podcast. It's by Needed. The review reads, "I love the Needed powder that Megan advertises. Pretty reasonably priced compared to other whole food prenatals and makes me feel great. Also love that they use methylfolate instead of folic acid, which is really important to me. Women of Strength, I couldn't have said it better myself. I personally love and use Needed and recommend them to all of my VBAC and non-VBAC clients. We asked Needed for a discount code and are grateful they support VBAC moments as much as we do. Please enjoy 20% off your first purchase at thisisneeded.com. Use code VBAC20. Again, head over to thisisneeded.com and get 20% off with code VBAC20. That is thisisneeded.com, code VBAC20. Hey, hey, everybody. Today's episode is a little different from our norm. We are actually going to be talking about cord blood banking. We have my friend Diane on the podcast with us. Hello, Diane.
Hello, hello.
It's so good to see you again.
Yes.
Her and I met for the first time actually in January of this year, 2024, at a doula retreat, and she was there speaking at this retreat about cord blood banking. And cord blood banking for me wasn't actually a new topic because I had spoke to another company a little while ago a little bit about it, but there was something extra unique and extra special about Diane and CryoCell, who is the company that she works with, that I was like, we to share more about this because, first of all, her story, which I'm sure she'll share a little bit about, is incredible. So today, we actually normally would do a review, but I really want to soak up the time with Diane because I know her time is so precious. So after the intro, we are going to dive right into what this is even about. Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast. I am a VBAC after two C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional. Okay, you guys. So like I said, we have our friend Diane. So Diane is a 29-year, six-time cancer survivor after fighting a rare and incurable, and it's Hodgkin? Is that how you say it, Diane?
Yes,
Hodgkin,
that's how you say it.
Lymphoma. For nearly two decades, a cord stem cell transplant saved her life. You guys, when she was sharing her story at this retreat, it was so insanely amazing and also heartbreaking at the same time. So many things that she's been through. So this past December, she celebrated her 10th transplant rebirthday. For many years, Diane was a survivorship educator helping women living with cancer and chronic illness. Today, she spends her time on the side of the cure, educating expectant parents, birth workers, and obstetricians on providing a potential of cord blood for CryoCell International, the world's first cord blood bank. Diane, welcome to the show. Seriously, I'm so excited for you to talk more about this with our listeners because we do have expectant parents. We do have OBGYNs and midwives and birth workers. And this really is, it's a unique thing and it's something that is so powerful. I know because I've heard your story. So I'm just going to turn the time over to you.
Thank you so much, Megan. So, first of all, I know that your audience is varied, but for the expectant moms out there, I just want to say congratulations. I can only imagine the mix of emotions they are feeling right now. And one of them is probably a profound sense of hope and anticipation. So, for me, hope was 2 units of cord blood stem cells hanging on an IV pole. On December 3rd, 2013. So let me step back a bit just so everyone can understand. I was diagnosed at 24 years old with that rare and incurable form of Hodgkin lymphoma. It was back in 1994. You think about that. Wow. I'm aging and I love it. The alternative wasn't great.
But you're still so young.
I am. So I was told that this was incurable and that it would keep coming back. It would become more and more aggressive. The chemo would become less effective over time, and the intervals that when it came back would be shorter. And that's exactly what happened. It came back at age 31, 35, 38. So it became really aggressive at age 40. And what I mean by that is that it went from stage 2B to 4B. It had metastasized into my bone marrow, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't drive. I couldn't take care of myself. Like, I couldn't even shower alone. Thankfully, it went back into remission around the spring of age 41, but it came back a year later at age 42. I spent about a year and a half going through different types of chemotherapy, trying to get it back into remission. And that's when the idea of a transplant came up, because quite honestly, it was my last chance. It was my last hope. It was in my bone marrow. It was either going to heal or it wasn't. And so I ended up at a major hospital, and we originally had started looking at bone marrow transplant. We were looking at what they call a half match, and we were going to use my sibling. Now, my siblings aren't ideal donors. They are older than I am, and the ideal donor is 18 to 35. And at that point, at this point, I was 43. So I was a year into it, year and a half into it. So I was 43. So that tells you how much out of the ideal age range my siblings were. Then they called me and said, "Oh, hey, we have a clinical trial going where we are going to be comparing the side effects of cord blood versus bone marrow and the effectiveness." And I was like, "I don't understand. What's the difference?" And they said, "Well, bone marrow is educated stem cells. So they're educated stem cells. They've been exposed. So any virus that your donor has or has had, you will, when you receive that donation as your own stem cells, you will have been exposed to that. Whereas cord blood, which is taken after the umbilical cord is clamped and cut, is pure and uneducated. It has a higher rate of engraftment. It has a lower rate of graft versus host disease, which is where your body thinks the stem cells are the enemy. And then it really doesn't have much of a chance of a virus being in there, so of a latent virus. So I went ahead and said, "Yes, hello, I'll take that pure uneducated. I've had a failing immune system for 19 years at this point. Yes, I'll take that clean, clear, beautiful, pristine cord blood stem cells." So I went to the hospital. It was around November-ish, and I had to do a lot of the pre-testing. And I went through 6 days of a really intense chemotherapy and one day of radiation to eradicate my own bone marrow, the sick bone marrow. And then I received, on December 3rd, 2013, I received two donor stem cells. One was from Germany, and one was from Michigan. It was a few weeks later, okay? So it was a few weeks later when they pull like a blood test and to see, where are you on the engraftment? Are you, is there a little bit of one of the donors? And the reason, okay, and I want to step back. The reason that there were two donors, like if I were a child, I would only need one donor, but I'm an adult. That's a lot of bone marrow that has to go in and graft and replicate in order to engraft for an adult, basically. So that's why I had two of them. It kind of creates like a survival of the fittest. It creates an environment for faster cell engraftment. So then I had the blood test done 24 days later. And so after 19 years of battling cancer, incurable cancer, I was 100% grafted to the Michigan baby in just those 24 days.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is. I was cured by cord blood in 24 days.
24 days after years and years.
Almost 2 decades.
Yes.
Yes. So think
Oh.
about this. I want you to really think about this. What is often tossed as medical waste
Yes,
is
which,
what saved my life.
and people, I mean, I encapsulate placentas, right? Like, the actual placenta itself. And there will be so many times people will be like, why would you do that? That's garbage. They literally say that. They think that placentas are garbage. But look at what it's done. It saved your life.
Well,
The
the
cord
cord blood
blood,
did, yes,
yeah, the cord blood,
absolutely.
which I understand they can throw the placenta away after they get the cord blood out. Is that correct?
So what we do with cord blood is that after it's delayed, or after it's delayed, after it's clamped and cut, they actually insert a needle and draw the rest of the cord blood out. Because the placenta continues to pulse as if the baby's there for like up to 30 minutes. And so that's the stem cells that we're collecting. Now, if we were to collect the cord tissue, that's after the placenta's been delivered, we will cut and collect the cord tissue if that's something that the parent is interested in.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
So I
what
ended up with a
is,
new blood type, just so you know.
oh, yes, I remember you saying
Remember,
that.
I remember you liked that comment a lot when you talked
I remember
about
like
it.
a
Yes.
whole new blood type. The whole fascinating thing is like everything, like even your immune system. We've talked about like how it started over-ish,
Yes.
like.
Yeah, I had new baby immunizations. I'm 43 years old and 44 years old and getting immunizations as if I've never had them.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I just find that so fascinating.
It
So
is so
fascinating.
fascinating. It is. Okay, so cord blood isn't being used a ton. And do
It is.
and oh
It
it,
is.
sorry,
A
it
lot more
is
than
being
people
used a ton.
know.
Really?
A
'Cause
lot
like
more than people
this is
know.
my thing is it's not being talked about.
Bingo. Ding, ding,
So
ding. There you
let's
go.
go into that.
Yes. So it's funny because even when I found a transplant video from the day of transplant where I did a vlog to my family and friends, and I talked to them about these two women who selflessly donated their cord blood. And now it would potentially save my life or could potentially save my life. And I was like, I don't even know how they do that. It was really funny, the video. And what I realized is that once I got done with it, I went down this rabbit hole of I need to know more. Once it cured me, I wanted to know
I'm
everything.
sure.
And what I found was there's a lot of information out there, and it's being used in a lot of ways, but there's also misinformation. So you had mentioned that I was a survivorship coach leading up to this. And I was until I moved to Tennessee, and I just decided I didn't want to continue that. And I wanted to be on the side of the cure. And for me, that was cord blood, which is fast forward to today, I'm working for CryoCell International. And now I can recognize and help people with the misinformation and myths surrounding cord blood banking. So, you talked about it isn't being used. That's simply not true. We just don't know about it. It is actually an FDA approved treatment for nearly 80 different diseases,
Yes.
including
Awesome.
blood cancers and anemias. We have a whole list on our website, but there's been 50,000 transplants worldwide, and there are 175 active clinical trials for things like autism, multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, adult stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, if you're this one, type 1 diabetes, Parkinson's, because what it is cord blood's rich in, and I don't want this to be like a big science class lesson, but it's good for people to understand because we have two different things here. We have cord blood and we have cord tissue. Now, cord blood is what is called a hematopoietic stem cell, and that is what creates all the cells in your blood and immune system, which is why it was able to replace my stem cells with my donors. And they are a perfect match for the baby. They are a 50 to 75% chance of a match for a sibling. And there's a lot of sibling transplants and an acceptable match for parents. Now, the other side of it, the cord tissue, is a different type of stem cell, which is the mesenchymal stem cell. They do something a little bit different. That's in the Wharton's jelly. So they are capable of becoming structural and connective tissues like bone, fat, cartilage, and they can modify immune systems or immune functions to help treat like autoimmune diseases such as arthritis and diabetes. And I recently listened to a doctor out of UC Davis. Her name is Dr. Farmer, and she used the stem cells from cord tissue on the spine of a baby with spina bifida in utero. She did the surgery in utero and closed up the opening where the spinal cord was exposed, and the baby came out wiggling their toes and moving legs. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a lot being done with this. There's over 100 active clinical trials for ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, type 1 diabetes again, MS, Crohn's, spinal cord injuries. I mean, there's just so many active clinical trials for different diseases out there. So it is being used. Cord blood is being used, and cord tissue is in active clinical trials as well.
I'm going to take a quick break from our episode and continue talking about our favorite prenatal line, Needed. Needed was created by two mothers and trained nutritionists who knew a better way of nurturing our bodies was needed. Nutrition is so important and has the power to change outcomes for both mamas and babies during conception, pregnancy, and beyond. They found that 95% of women in the prenatal stages have nutrient deficiencies. Most prenatal vitamins include the bare minimum nutrition based on outdated guidelines and stale research. Needed is different. They have done years of research to find out what we really need during our journeys and have done exactly that. Their products are third-party tested, backed by clinical insights from over 4,000 practitioners, and they are so thoughtful about every ingredient, using exactly what's needed in the bioavailable forms. And this is important because you and your baby deserve the best. Don't be one of the 95% of women who are not getting what they truly need in a prenatal vitamin. Consider taking or even switching to Needed and feel confident that you will be receiving radically better nutrition. As I mentioned earlier, we asked Needed for a discount code and are grateful they support our VBAC mamas as much as we do. Please enjoy 20% off your first purchase at thisisneeded.com with code VBAC20. Again, that is thisisneeded.com to get 20% off with code VBAC20. Wow. So what is for our, especially like pregnant mamas and, expectant parents or even birth workers wanting to share this information with their clients, kind of what's the process to do this? So we know kind of a lot of the benefits right here. We just went through so many of these benefits. And what's kind of the process of getting started? Because what I think is pretty cool with Crowdsales, they can actually send the kit right to you. So, and I saw the kit you had brought an example. So could you kind of walk listeners through what it's like in case they are interested in doing it, both on physically, like what the steps are, and then even financially, if we can talk a little bit about that.
We
And
can.
like storage wise, like how long can anyway, there's so many questions. Keep going. Can we talk about that process?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I'm trying to think of where we should start with all of this. There's so many questions you just
I
asked me
know,
right
sorry, I just
there.
threw a lot at you.
Like, where do I begin? So, another myth. So, if somebody wants to say for themselves, one of the myths we hear is it's expensive. And 10 years ago it was. So now it's more affordable. And CryoCell has, first of all, we have the most amazing kit. You mentioned it. I will repeat that. We have a kit that has a handle on it. It comes to you. You open it up. It has everything right there, the forms for you to fill out, the information to give to your physician, the delivering physician, all of that. It's all right there. And so when you enroll, you get the collection kit, the shipping, the medical courier, the processing and testing, because they have to process it. Once it arrives back to us, it has to be processed and tested as well as the first year of storage. So that price, because it has that initial fee in it, ranges from 800 to 2000, whether it's cord blood or cord blood and cord tissue. However, we have a risk-free enrollment. So nothing is charged at the time that you enroll. So if you decide not to collect, call us and ship the kit back within 2 weeks, and it'll be no cost to the person that, to the expectant parent. Okay. And then after that, if they do enroll and we get all of it and it's processed, the annual storage fee runs between 185 and 370. It's 185 for cord blood and then 370 for cord blood and cord tissue. But we offer flex payment plans, we offer monthly specials, there's discounts for returning clients, families with multiple children. We have military discounts. We have for retired and active and also medical professionals. So, and we can even have, like, if your friends and family want to purchase a gift certificate for you, they can do that as well. We have that ability. But the thing that I like the most is that we have a refer a friend program. So if you're having a baby, your friends are probably having them too. So if you refer to your friend to us and they become a client, you get a free year of storage and you can get unlimited years of storage using that program. So, and I do want to just take a quick step back with the kit because our kit is, like I said, it's special. It has everything in it that you need. We have these, I'm trying to think of what they're called right now, the vacuum packs, like not vacuum packs, they're insulated packs. And if it's too hot out, because it has to stay at a certain temperature, if it's too hot out, those packs will cool the collection down as it's being shipped. If it's too cold out, it will warm them up. It's pretty special. So it is definitely a kit that, and then it also protects up to 30 times longer because of that.
Which I think is a really unique thing about their kit for sure. So they've got it no matter what part of the world or what time your baby's born, if it's in winter time or summertime,
Yes, it's taken care of.
it's taken care of. You can be rest assured. So okay, so they can enroll to become a member. If they do and you decide to donate, it gets sent. There's a original fee, but then there's an like a yearly fee, which you can easily get for free by just referring friends. So we talked about like kind of it being shared, like it can help siblings and things like that. So it's just there if you need it. So For your instance, like, is it possible to be like, oh my gosh, you're a match to somebody? And then does someone call, or how does that work?
No, so my donations came from a public bank.
From,
Mine
okay.
were unrelated
'Cause that was
donors.
a
One,
clinical thing too, right? Your trial
I'm not
wasn't yours.
sure.
Was yours a trial? Why
Oh,
don't
it
you
was a
think?
trial, but it wasn't like they already knew that cord blood transplants worked. They
Yeah.
were just trying to compare the side
To
effects of
compare.
each, like which one
Yeah.
has lower, graft versus host
So it was just being
occurrences.
donated from a
Yes.
bank. Okay.
Yeah, so from a public bank. So sometimes, like if someone can't afford to private bank for their family, there is the option to donate, like what saved me.
That's where I
So
was getting it.
that
So this
is
is
free
perfect.
and that is anonymous. So you can give someone a chance at life, whether it be through a transplant like I received or through research. CryoCell has public donation sites in Florida, Arizona, and California. If there isn't one in someone's area that's listening, I'm sure you'll put out my contact information and they can contact me directly and I will be able to help them. I may be able to help them
Yeah.
find a way for them to donate. Now, there's a couple things that I want people to understand about the public donation option. If you can't afford to private bank, this is a great option because the only other option is for it to be medical waste. So let these be the only two options for you. And that's why I'm like, contact me. I may be able to help. But I want you to understand that I did have two donors. Only one of them was from the United States. They had to go out of the States to Germany to find me a second match. Whether it's bone marrow or cord blood, it isn't easy finding any match when it comes to that type of transplant. So if there is a family history of any of the diseases that I mentioned earlier, I really urge people to consider private banking to safeguard your family's health. Because when you donate, sometimes people think like, well, I'll just donate and it'll be there if I need it. Well, 8 out of 10 units that are donated go to medical waste anyway because of family health history or low collection volume. And they're being used daily. The ones that are there are being used daily. So most likely you won't find it if you needed the cord blood for your family.
Right. And your family is more likely to be a perfect match, right?
So with the matches, it is a perfect match for the baby. It's a 50 to 75% chance,
That's right.
acceptable chance or
For a
acceptable match for
sibling.
a sibling, and an acceptable match for the parents as well.
Yeah. So pretty awesome chances.
Yes. And because of the audience, I want everyone to understand, because this is probably the number one myth that I get from parents. I hear a lot, and that is that, well, I want to delay cord clamp, so I
Yeah.
can't save the cord blood. And I want you to know you can. 10 years ago, that was probably true. Today, if they follow the ACOG recommendation of a 30 to 60 second delay, you can delay and save. It may yield a smaller collection. So basically what that means is that it's really crucial to select like the best processing method. For instance, our prepocyte processing method, it's more advanced. It provides a cleaner yield, and that is what makes it beneficial for delayed cord clamping and saving the cord blood. So if that is truly what they want to do. But here's the other thing to note is that, remember how I said you have a risk-free enrollment? If you enroll and then you decide not to collect, if you enroll and you collect and it gets to us and it has suboptimal results, we pick up the phone and call you and talk to you about it. And you can decide one way or another if you want to move forward with
Continue.
banking that cord blood. Yes.
Awesome.
And you did ask about how long does this stuff like live? I mean, this
Last,
is
yeah.
living cord blood is living medicine. It is collected, it is processed, and it is stored in this amazing 5-compartment chamber so you can get multiple uses out of it. Like if it's like a maybe it's a treatment protocol and it's not just one big transplant necessary, which I think is going to become more and more the way of doing things with cord blood. And that's my personal opinion. That's not necessarily the opinion of CryoCell, but I do see that is what I am, with all the reading that I've done. So did I answer all those questions you threw at me? I'm not sure, but I
Yes,
tried.
I think
Is
you
there
did. You nailed it. Yes. So obviously you chose to work for CryoCell for a reason, and you're telling us all the things about, why, but is there anything else that you're like, this is literally why I choose CryoCell and why I suggest them?
Yes. So when I was doing all my research, there was, I looked into all the cord blood banks. But for me, because this was, I mean, I was cured by cord blood. This was why I'm still standing here. I wanted to work for a company who did more than just bank cord blood. And so when I went looking for that and I found CryoCell, I realized that they focus on cord blood education and also cord blood advancement. So they're embedded in every facet of the cord blood industry. They have private, which is also called family banking. They have public donation sites. They are always seeking out the best technology for our kits, for our storage. I mentioned those temperature packs. I mentioned the 5-chamber storage bag, or the five compartment storage bag, and then our premium processing, the PrepaCyte. So we are the world's first cord blood bank, but we don't ever rest our lore, our lore, our lawyer. Oh my goodness, I can't even say it. Laurels, thank you. There's the word. We never they never rest their on their lore, laurels, so to speak. Why do I keep trying to say that word? That's hilarious. They are constantly trying to like advance research. They are advancing research. In 2021, CryoCell entered into an exclusive license agreement with Duke University. And what that does is it grants us the right to proprietary processes and regulatory data related to cord blood and cord tissue developed at Duke. So this year, this is, I love this. I love it. And this is, so this year we are opening our first infusion clinic where it will be a
Awesome.
site for future clinical trials, investigating cerebral palsy, autism, other neurological conditions. So this is what I mean. We don't just take the cord blood, collect the cord blood, and cryopreserve it. We are constantly looking for how that can be used. How can it be used to protect the families that have trusted us with their baby's cord blood? And not just us, but I mean, we're willing to use, but it's just, they've trusted us and we want to do what's right for them. And cord
Yes.
blood is all we do. We aren't part of a larger business model. And that's what makes like our quality and our level of customer service unmatched. So I knew CryoCell was who I wanted to work for. And I'll be honest with you, it was like the story behind how this all happened was like, honestly, the stars aligned. And I happened to be in the same room with someone that worked there. And I had a conversation, and a few months later, this is where I ended up. And I couldn't be happier. This company is,
Life-changing, literally.
yes, life-saving. I mean, really, it is.
Life-saving,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can enroll and find more information, because on the website there's a lot of really great information, more on like why, pricing. They go into the cord tissue, they talk about private versus public. So all the things that you've been touching on, they've got all those things, just a ton of Q&A. They've just got a really, really great amount of information here. So where can they find you? Where can they find the website? How can they enroll? All the things.
So if they want to know more or they're ready to enroll, they can go to our website, which is cryo-cell.com, and they can either chat with one of our incredible cord blood educators. They can click to enroll. like you said, everything that they are curious about is there. If they want to reach out to me personally, I have an Instagram account for CryoCell, which is called Cured by Cord Blood, and I have all my contact information there.
Hey, I'm gonna write that down right now so we can make sure to have it in the show notes. So you guys, it's super easy in case you forget anything. Just scroll in the show notes, click the link, and you can go read more about how you can definitely start cord blood banking for yourself, or like she said, even donate for the public.
Yes, or
Thank
for
you.
research. You
Yes,
know,
or
I
for
just want to, can
research.
I just end with one thing for
Yes, of
these expectant
course.
parents? You know, banking cord blood is a once in your baby's lifetime opportunity, and you don't want to miss it. So if you have questions, call us. When I tell you we have the greatest educators in the industry, I mean it. Every bit of it, I mean it. They can answer all of your questions. All I ask is that no matter what you decide, please don't let it go to medical waste. Because with cord blood, hope truly knows no bounds.
Thank you so stinking much for joining us today and sharing this in like seriously invaluable information. It's so important and it can really benefit so many people. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Interested in sharing your VBAC? Head over to thevbaclink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbaclink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.